Come in.
Oh, good. I hoped you could get here before lunch. I know that presentation has been taking a lot of your attention. I wrapped up mine last week, but you do love to take your time. Don't be so guarded. We're coworkers, after all. Can't an almost manager talk to her soon-to-be subordinate as friends? I'd like to think that I'll be a very hands-on supervisor. Wouldn't you say? Yes, well, as soon as the position opens up again, I'm sure I'll get an interview. I have it on good authority that my resume is on the top of the pile. Definitely above yours. Ugh, calm down. You're such a stick in the mud. Your little slideshow wasn't going to combust just because you stepped away from your desk. This won't take long. Don't worry. It's not exactly business related. I wanted to check in on you and our little wager, actually. I haven't had a chance to see your sales for the quarter so far, so would you mind sharing them? It doesn't have to be an exact number, just a ballpark figure. Wow, that's impressive. We still have 2 more weeks and you've done that well. I really think your cold calls have been getting better lately. I'm sure it's much easier to do business without having to be in the same room as you. I can only imagine what you're thinking of right now. Oh, I just can't wait to beat that stupid bitch at her own game and rub it in her face. No, it's fine. I'm sure I'd be thinking the same thing if I was in your place. The weak always want to be the underdog, I suppose. I wouldn't really know. When we made our bet of who would have the most sales this quarter, and you suggested the loser does anything the winner wants for a week, did you think I'd be your little servant at work? Imagining me finishing your assignments, taking notes for you at meetings, maybe getting you coffee. Or are you thinking of something a little more, well, shall we say risque? Maybe dress me up however you like, or ask me to get your little rocks off under your desk. I mean, we did say anything. I don't see why a sex act or two should be off the table. Yes, I think with another quarter, you'd probably be the top salesperson, easily. With that under your belt, you'd probably neatly win our little side wager. Did I say if? I'm sorry. I'm being a tease, aren't I? I just really wanted to savor the moment. Oh, it's just so delicious. Watching the fire in your eyes just slowly burn out. It's almost better than winning the bet. Is it clicking in that poor little head now? Why would she call me in here? Why is she so smug? She knows something I don't know. Yeah, my sad would-be rival. I'm afraid you've finally gotten to the correct conclusion. I've already won. Oh, it's quite possible, my slow friend. You see, while you've been making call after call, day in and day out, earning your sales slowly but surely, I looked at the bigger picture. Why sell to the individual when I can just sell to the whole building? I contacted the CFO of the largest company in town and had a very, very nice conversation with him. Did you know that he and my father went to the same college? Small world, isn't it? a few contracts here, a few bulk shipments there, and you have the single largest sale our company has ever seen. I've done the calculations, and even if you sold 5 times your average for the last quarter, every day, for 2 straight weeks, you wouldn't be close to my numbers. To put it in even simpler terms, I win, and you lose. You know, I had considered letting you believe that you were going to win for the next 2 weeks, but I just thought it was too cruel. Also, I couldn't get the manager to let me host an announcement at the quarterly meeting. I'm sure you wouldn't want to fruitlessly try to win when you had no chance, so I thought I could tell you the news now, and we can go ahead and get the matter of my prize out the way. What? Why not? No sense in putting it off. It's like ripping a band-aid. The anticipation is the worst part. So, what do you think my terms should be? Of course I want your opinion. How else will I know what to best hold over in my little servant's head? Yes, I think servant is a good word for it for now. And that's what you'll be, my little servant boy, for the next week. So, what does my little servant think he should have to do? Fetching my lunch for me every day. I think I can use Uber for that. I want something more personal. Something more deprecating. Taking all my phone calls for a week isn't bad, but I just have my machine to do that. No. I think something only a person could do. A massage. Even in defeat, you have such high opinion of yourself. You think it would be a punishment for you to feel my body? To rub up and down my soft skin and legs. Do you want to fondle my chest while you're at it? But there might be a gem of an idea. I do like the idea of you servicing me. And I think you might just work perfectly at a different form of stress relief. Go on, get on your knees. I'm sorry, did I stutter? Your knees, now. What better time than the present to start using you? Get on your worthless knees and crawl under my desk. Beneath me is exactly where you belong after all. That's right. Crawl over here. No. What a look of contempt. It would almost be hurtful if you didn't look so pathetic. There's a good little servant. Now pull down my skirt. Carefully, idiot. You're not having a hookup with some slut from a bar. You're servicing your mistress. There. Now, off my stockings. No need to race to the main event. Start with kissing my feet. No one is making you do anything, stupid. If you want to break your word, if you're even more pathetic than I thought, feel free to walk out. I won't stop you. I'm glad we're on the same page. Now kiss my feet. There we go. This feels good. Your soft lips covering my feet in kisses. Rubbing my soles is a nice touch too. But it's more than that. It's two puzzle pieces that fit just right. You're in your place, and I'm in mine. The worshipper and the worshipped. A queen and her servant. It just feels so right. Luca has a little initiative now. Suck on my toes all you want. Make your master feel so good. You really do have a talent for this. Are you sure you don't want me to be your manager? I think it's pretty clear for both of us to see that you're made for taking orders. We'll just have to see how long you feel that way. Let's keep going for now. Start making your way up my leg. Not too fast. I'd hate to have you do it over. Few nibbles here, a kiss there. Enjoy your little journey up my body. I know I will. Have you imagined these legs before? There's no hiding you're a pervert after all. Who else would drop to their knees at their office other than a little pervert? Maybe you were walking behind me while we went up a flight of stairs and you couldn't help but look, trying to get a glimpse of my panties. Or you got a little peek of my thighs as I bent down to get a paper. You ever think that you'd get the honor to worship them so closely? How lucky you must be to caress my thighs, to touch a woman that's so much smarter and better than you. Feel the warm skin under my stockings that you could never have. Have you ever thought your life would be easier if you just fell in line for me in the first place? Oh, don't stop kissing. It was a hypothetical. I'm just trying to point out how inevitable this all was. You offered this bed after the smallest provocation for me. Then all the cold calls and overtime you put in just to find yourself at my feet. Wouldn't it be just easier just to submit? Submit to me, and I can be such a good, kind mistress. Well, can't say I didn't offer. Honestly, I'm glad you have a little spine. I think breaking it will be fun. Now, why don't you start showing me what that little hole on your face is really good for? Oh, God, yes. Oh, you have no idea how much I needed this. Making that sale was no small thing. Having to deal with old men who think any woman in the office is a secretary or someone's wife. Maybe that's why I didn't mind our little one-sided rivalry. Oh my God, yeah. Put your tongue in deeper. Oh my God, right there, don't stop. Oh, don't you dare stop. You never treated me as weak. I tried to mansplain the job to me. You knew I was a colleague. Colleague you couldn't stand. A colleague that was so much better than you, but a colleague nonetheless. Saw me as what I really was. A shark in a pond full of carp. Of course, it didn't help you beat me. But I do appreciate the respect. Servant you are, yeah. Play with my clue. Why your tongue fucks into me. Let your mistress feel every inch of that tongue. What a fucking pervert. Fucking my tight little pussy with your mouth. Waiting for me to come all over your face. Oh, fuck. I know you're loving every minute of this. What do you think you're doing? I didn't say you needed to take a breath. I said you needed to eat me out. Now fucking lick my pussy. Here, let me help you. Hold your silly little fucking servant head. And when I'm done with you, I'll let go. Now let's try that again. I work on that obedience more during the week. Like when I ask you a question, such as, do you like eating my wet pussy? He'll say, "Yes, mistress. Do you understand?" Good. Your mouth might be good at two things at the end of this. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, that feels so good. That's right where you're meant to be. I just know it. You're meant to be between my legs. Making me feel good. That's what your purpose is. Mm-hmm. To be a mouth or a hand or a cock. Anything that your mistress wants you to be. Yeah. Oh my god, keep going. Yes. Fuck. Oh my god, keep fucking eating me out like that. I'm gonna take all my pussy juice down your mouth. Fuck. I'm gonna fucking grind your worthless face into my cunt. Make me come all over you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Take it. Oh my god, take that fucking pussy. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That felt so good. You needed to breathe, didn't you? You did so fucking well. Still think you don't belong under me? And is that why your dick is trying to burst out of your pants right now? Oh, you're still so full of pride. Well, we'll have to do something about that. For now, just take off your pants. I'm starting to think that you just can't hear me. I said lose the pants. Well, that didn't stop you from eating my box out like you were dying, did it? If it makes you feel better, you can lock the door. But you're taking off your pants either way. Well, I'm glad to see you have a decent cock. I'd really expect nothing less from my little pet. Now lie down on my desk. So many silly, pointless questions. I told you to do it. I want you to do it. Do you really need any other reason? That's a good boy. Now, I'm gonna ride you. But I wanna make a few things very clear. This is not sex. You, for all intents and purposes, will be a meat dildo to fill my pussy with. You won't move, you won't grab me, you won't do anything unless I tell you to. Do you understand? Good. Secondly, you will not come until and if I allow it. If you do before I say so, you will be having a very, very difficult time for the next week. Do you understand me? Very good.
No. Let's find out just how good of a meat dildo I have. Oh! Oh, fuck. Oh my god, that's so fucking perfect. Oh, such a good fucking dildo for my pussy. You were really made for this. Oh my god, made to be mine. Don't start moaning too loudly now. You didn't want someone to come and see you, right? I wonder, did you care about not being caught eating me out? Was it something else? Are you embarrassed someone would see what you were really like? Oh, silly little thing that likes being told what to do. I remember when I first saw it. Oh, and we had to make that last minute presentation together. Oh, and you were so stressed out. Oh, I thought you would have a heart attack. But as soon as I told you what I needed you to do, it all melted away. Oh, fuck. Oh, you want a mistress. Someone to command you. Someone to take care of you. I can be that. I can make you feel so safe. Taken care of, yeah. You don't have to feel like you're alone. You can be mine. Oh, I want you to be mine. I want to own you. I want to treat you like my little fucking pet. Oh, like my plaything. Oh, yeah. That's my precious little fucking sub. Don't you dare fucking come. Don't you fucking dare. You will listen to your mistress and be a good little meat dildo. Now say who your mistress is. Stop fucking fighting me already. I can feel you throbbing in my cunt, you know. I can hear you trying not to moan like a little fucking slut. You want me so bad it hurts. Oh my god, just fucking admit it. Admit that you want me to be your mistress. Just tell me you want to be owned. And I'll let you come. You can thrust and squirm. Moan as much as you like. Just say yes. Just say you want to be owned by me. Only me. You feel so much better, I promise. Not for a week. Not because of some bullshit bet. Because you want it. I'll be everything you need. Oh my god. Oh, you won't have to worry about anything. Oh, fuck. No more stress. No confusion. Oh, that's just perfect safety. Oh, that's my little fucking pet. Oh, say it. Oh, say it. Say the words for me. Oh my god, good boy. Oh my god, it's so perfect now. Now when you come for me,
much better already, doesn't it? Yeah. Am I getting the privilege that my mom come to their dick to be owned so fully? Oh, I know you'll be a good little fucking servant for mistress. I know you will. Oh my god, he kisses. So close, so close. Oh, fuck, just like that, just like that. Oh my god, fucking come for me. Come for me so I can take what's mine. Give me everything. Come for me. Come for me. I have a meeting with our new client in an hour, and I don't want to look like a mess. I'm glad we could settle this now. I had the whole week to work on you, but really, I didn't want the bed to be why you finally submitted. I meant what I said, you know. I will take care of you. I take care of my things very seriously. You'll always have me for as long as I have you. Good boy. Now, why don't you go and get me something to eat for lunch? I'm absolutely starving. Oh, and make sure to be at my house after work today. I think we'll be having a very long night of training ahead of us.